This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 220 for Tuesday, January 10th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures continue falling on Tuesday due to losses at comparable oils. However, despite the decreases, the Canadian oilseed remains range-bound. With the final settlement, the March canola contract gives up $17 at $841.60 per ton, and the May contract retreats $17.20 at $838.20 per ton. There are declines in European rapeseed, Malaysian palm oil, and the Chicago soy complex. Global crude oil prices are gaining traction, with spillover going into vegetable oils. Canola crush margins remain quite sizable, which underpins the oilseed's values. The Canadian dollar is lower on Tuesday, with the loonie slipping to 74.5 U.S. cents compared to Monday's close of 74.76. 2 days prior to the U.S. Department of Agriculture releasing several reports, the average trade guess calls for a 7.2% increase to soybean ending stocks at 236 million bushels. Corn ending stocks are to expand 4.5% at 1.31 billion bushels. Those for wheat are to bump up 1.6% at 580 million bushels. Quarterly stocks place U.S. soybeans at 3.13 billion bushels for a dip of 0.6% from December 2021. At 11.15 billion bushels, corn stocks are to be their smallest since 2013. Also, wheat stocks of 1.34 billion bushels would be their smallest since 2007. Due to extended drought, Dr. Michael Cordonnier cuts his call on Argentina soybean production by 4.7% at 41 million tons. Cordonnier trims 1 million tons from Argentina corn production at 45 million. With much better conditions in Brazil, Cordonnier keeps his forecast at 151 million tons of soybeans and 125 million tons of corn. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower in choppy trading on Tuesday. The March contract loses 3.5 cents at $14.85 per bushel. March soy oil drops almost 0.8 of a cent at 62.57 U.S. cents per pound. March soy meal is down $1.40 at $4.6890 per short ton. Corn futures are higher on Tuesday as the March contract bumps up 2 cents at $6.55 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher as well, with its March contract tacking on 2 cents at $3.41. The U.S. wheat complex is weaker, with Chicago March down 10.5 cents at $7.31. Kansas City March falls 17 cents at $8.12. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March is down 8.5 cents at $8.93.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday, January 10th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.